You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In this week's parasha, we have the Malachim coming to Avraham Avinu. There are three Malachim that come to visit Avraham Avinu. Rashi says, why you need three Malachim? Because each one has a different shlichus. Each one is coming to do something else. Rashi brings a pasuk base, Echad Levaser et Sarah, one to give the Psoira to Sarah, Echad Lafach et Zoyim, turn around Zoyim, Echad Lerab, Oysis Avram, one to heal Avram, Sheima, Echad Oysis Tei Shlichus. One Malach can have the two Shlichus. That's why you need to have three different Malachim. And this thing in the Torah is a little needs Avon, and he doesn't understand. Why is that so? We know that in Parshas Vayishlach, when Moshe, when Yaakov was fighting with the Malach, it says over here that Yaakov tells the Malach, what's your name? Says the Malach, I can't give you my name because my name changes. Sometimes I'm called this name, sometimes I'm called that name. Depends on my shlichus. Mashal Malach could be sent to different shlichus, to different purposes. Elamai, you're telling me, yeah, but he has to be sent twice. So also here, you don't have to have three Malachim. You can have one Malach that comes in, does one thing, another one comes back, it goes back again. No problem, time. What's the aim over here that suddenly you need to have every Malach? It's very, very specific for his shlichus. He's so specific, he cannot do anything else. Let's try it. Just add to this that Malachim, you know, in the Torah, this is the first time that we actually address the Malachim. We know the Malachim were created on the second day of the Bria. It says that Kishbohu Nimlach Rebez Dinoi have to create the world. But at the end of the day, the Malach comes and gets involved. It's over here. Here's the Malach. The Malach over here, three Malachim that we have, is the Malach, is the appearance of the Malachim here in the world. What is the Pshat over here? The Malachim, the relevance of Malachim. And the fact that every Malach stands on his own. And we'll add one more question to this. It says in this, the Parsha, and this connects very much this and part of what we're going to talk about, to the daf of tomorrow, that you've Aleph and Mesechta Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says over here, the Torah says over here, that the Malach tells Avram, I'm going to be back in a year, and in a year you'll have a child in Yitzchak. That's what it says over here. Afterward, it says, V'yemi Hashem al Avram, Lama Zetzach Yosar, why is Sar laughing? Ha'ipolim Hashem Dover, anything will be missing from me? Lama Yitzchak Yosar, Yitzchak Yosar, Ben, I'll be here in the Moyet, you have a child? Now, in the reason in the Gator of Gemara, there's a thesis in Shoshana that asks when exactly was this conversation, because the Gemara learned the Mesechta Shoshana, Lemoye means the next Moye, meaning that Kishbol was talking to Avraham Avinu on Sukkot. So the next Moye, in Pesach, I'll come back. Mashiach and Rashi and us here, and other Chazal tell us, the Malachim came to speak to Avraham in Pesach. Lushi v'asu gosh, make pots. So how does that work together? Is it machlekes? So Tosfos brings the traces, the Gilead traces, the Marsha, say no. There's two conversations over here. One conversation the Malach has, the Malach tells Avraham Avinu, I'm going to come in a year. He comes to Pesach. On Sukkot, the Kishbul goes back to Avraham Avinu and tells him, no, I'm going to be back here as the Malach told you in Pesach. That's what happens. And this brings the question, begs the question. So why do you need the Malach? Why do you need a Malach to be sent to Avraham Avinu to tell him he's going to have a child? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is telling it to him himself. And according to this child on our show, it's not even the same time. The Malach comes a year early, so I'll come back in a year. Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham Avinu on Sukkot and tells him, I'm going to be back in Sukkot on Pesach. So what do you need the Malach to come on Pesach? Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells him anyway. What is this additional Malach needed for? And finally, put this together. Rashi brings over here that when the Malachim come to Avraham Avinu turns to Kishbuch who tells him, Hashem, Allah to Avraham Avdecho, speak to Kishbuch. Kishbuch came to visit Avraham Avinu, he was sick. Tells the Kishbuch, please wait, I'm going to go be Machisor. That's what he says. Lantim Sheu Zechisorchim, the Gemara learns from here, the Gdolim Lachisorchim, Yosef Kabbalah Be'er Shechina. It's greater than that. And you have to understand what does that mean. Chura Kabbalah Be'er Shechina means you're bringing Hashem, you're greeting Hashem. It's an elevation of spirituality. All the mitzvahs, all the Torah that Yisrael is giving us, is for us to be elevated spiritually. So what are we doing? Kavramah says, one second, I spoke, I'm with you, but I'm going to go get the guests. Why is that more important? Why is Victoria Lachras Orchim? You send me Kabbalah's Peshchina. How do we understand this? So they explain all this really one simply straight. Simple understanding. We will start like this. Man, this is partial. Something we mentioned here a lot. We have the story of that kid. Ravinu ties up Yitzchok, and that's the big sacrifice he's willing to do, is tying up Yitzchok, bringing him to a korban. That akedah is called akedah, lashon of tying up. Avram did tie up Yitzchok. Why did Avram tie up Yitzchok? So Yitzchok won't move his hands. Okay? But that's what you call that akedah. That akedah, that for all the generations, we're saying, Zchor, Lonu, akedah, Yitzchok. Don't forget, Shikova, Shizrachamo, Nas, Shizrachamo, look, Shmuch, what did Avram do? What did Yitzchak do? He did a bisimcha. It's called a kingdom. He was tied up. Why tying up? Says the Arizal of Shazakis. Avram Avinu is the one who represents the Midas Tachesa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak, on the other hand, represents the Midah of Din, of Pur. What's the difference between chesed and din? So going back to basic stuff, we discussed this here a lot. What the Ramchal tells us, we know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Sheiris Shabriya. The reason why the world was created was for chesed. Which chesed? Which chesed do we have? Olam chesed ibane. Midas atayv lehiti. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to bestow good. He wants to give chesed to the world. He wants to give us everything we want. But if we get it for free, it's na'amat kisufa. It is the poor man's bread. A free lunch is never very comfortable. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created a process where a person earns his living by going through this world. That is the din. Din is judgment. Judgment means you need to earn it. You're not going to get the reward if you don't earn it. The source is the chesed. The fruition, the way it comes about, the way you bring it l'maisa, that is Midas HaDin. But Midas HaDin is only a tool in the hands of Midas Chesed to reach the goal. It's only a means to get to an end. It's not the end. I'm not ending by giving din. Din is just a way. How do you earn your best by din? But if it doesn't work, so we're not going to do the din. But Rashi, the beginning of Chodesh, says Rashi, the Tchilo Olam Machshav will leave us alone in Midas HaDin. People want to create the world with din. Rosh Hashanah Olam Iskayim, Shikafim, Midas HaRachim. The world is not going to exist. It's going to give it a little leeway. We always say, mentioned here a few times, the marshal of a person who is, as a child, who is working his business. He brings it to the business. He doesn't tell the guy who's responsible. This is his child. So what does he tell him? He says, this kid is a very talented kid. I want him to start working for you. And I want you to treat him like a regular worker. He's going to start from the mail room and he's going to go up. The kid does mistakes. The HR person says, what should we do with him? Punish him. Lower his salary. Put him down. Downgrade him, etc. Until one day, the kid did something very bad. The HR person comes to the file and says, a regular worker, you need to fire him. He did something so terrible. Says the father, no. It's my son. You're not firing my son for my family business. You want to punish him. You want to educate him. You want to teach him the way. You want to make it difficult for him. Yes, but he's not fired. I'm still the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not being fired. We're now being kicked out. So we'll create the world not in order for us to end up where the world is destroyed. It's Midas HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He's doing it for our own benefit. If it doesn't work out, we're always going to find a different way. Says the Arizal, that's the idea of a Kedas Yitzchok. Yitzchok is being tied up by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu represents the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchok represents the Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midah of Din, of judgment in the world. We want to show that Midas Adin doesn't stand on its own. Midas Adin is tied up by the Midas Chesed. By the way, this brought down that that was the mistake of this parasha as well, of Anshe's doing. What did Anshe's doing feel? What was the theory of Anshe's doing? The very Moshe appears, it's always to speak about. Anshe's doing seem to be fools. It's Shugayim. They come, person wants to give Zaka. They tear his limbs up. What's going on over here? Why are we even mentioning that? There are a bunch of crazy people. Oh, you're mentioning the Torah, well, pressures in that way. They're insane. Says Ramosha, no, they're not insane. They had a Mahalach. They believe in the validity of Midas Adin. They said everything is judgment. You have to deserve everything. If you don't deserve it, you don't get it. First of all, to do tzedakah, he is disqualifying the whole concept of a human being. A human being needs to earn his living. You have to get there. You're not earning anything over here. So therefore, says the, that's the mistake of Midas Adin, being Midas Adin on itself. Yitzchok is the opposite of Zdoim we spoke about a few years ago. Yitzchok is the one who's being tied up by Avraham. He's being tied up to show Din is controlled by Chesed. Really, the main thing is Chesed. Just the way it's called on my system. That's the story of the Arizal, and that's what brings about with the Midah of Avraham and the Midah of Yitzchok. And then, with this, we take it a step forward. According to what we just learned, comes out, Avraham Avinu is the theory of the Bria. The world was created. There's a theory. Chesed. Yitzchok Avinu is the Maaseh, how it's implemented in the world. Avraham Avinu is always talking about, we're talking about the Midas Chesed of Avraham Avinu, the Hagia Bo Yechaz Lechol. He's speaking about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is restoring good to the world. He's showing everybody, he realizes Hashem is over here. The Gemara Pesachim says that Avraham Avinu called this Hamikdash Har. So it's brought down by the Mesivis. What does it mean called it Har? We don't really have a full relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now. It's like a mountain, it's up there. Not fully connected. It's up there. From me is a theory. How it's supposed to be. Yitzchak is really coming to be a Sade. He calls Mizrach a Sade. We already have the same playing field. We're already in the same place. Yitzchak. That's what he represents. Why? Because Yitzchak represents what we're supposed to do. Because of it. We're supposed to earn and get to the level. We always mention the Sefer HaZohar is brought down. The word Yitzchak is the letters Ketzchai, the end of life. What's an end of life? The reward. Yitzchak represents the person who worked and reached his reward, reached the benefits. He is how things on the mice are implemented. You want to get the Torah. You want to get to the ultimate Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does it work? You work hard, and you reach there. And you get there in Ketzchai. I don't want to use the theory. I want to get where I want to get to. Yitzchak is the mice. That's the difference between Avraham and Yitzchak. This world, we need to get to Lamaisa. We always start with the theories. Or you don't pass any money. But then we have to get Lamaisa. Lamaisa is this world. With this, you can understand, go ready to our third question. Because the third question was, Avraham Avinu has a Kadosh Baruch Hu right in front of him. And then he goes and says, I'm going to go to Achras HaSorachim. Says the Gemara on Shabbos, Kedoyim Achras HaSorachim, Tel Kabbalah Speshim. Why is that so? So the answer is simple. Kabbalah's Bnei Shechino is a spiritual elevation. In theory, but it's not the implementation of the Maisa. The Maisa of mitzvahs in this world. Because what will give us mitzvahs to do and fix in the world itself? In Olam HaAsiyah. Siyah Kadosh Baruch Hu is not the world of Asiyah. It's a higher level. That's what everyone already knows. Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to visit him. That's not the regular Olam HaAsiyah. The mitzvahs are in this world. That's what we implement things of Isaac. We always mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person gets to be in this world, they have an unbelievable machshavas toifes. All the kavanas of the Arizal. Gevaldik. But if he doesn't do a mitzvah Olam HaAsiyah, it doesn't work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to have guests, you have to go to the guest. First to be learning. Mikavah be'ashchino. But the Olam HaAsiyah is what is today in this world. Avraham Avinu does that, that is what brings about the Malach. That's what brings about the Psyra. Yitzchak Avinu will be born. Yitzchak Avinu represents the fruition, the Maisi, how things work in the world. You have to work. Kalvin Avraham Avinu is bringing that about as well. A Kabul comes to him, he tells him, please, out of Abnus, Abnus, put your ashes. Second shot. Hashem, you know what says Hashem, and I'll not tell him about it. Don't go. Don't pass. I'm going to get back. I first have to do the mice. Oh, to do the mice? This will bring you the mice child. The mice child is Yitzchak. So that's what's going on with you. Since we're giving already a Pesach, that Avraham Avinu is the theory. Yitzchak is the mice. When Avraham Avinu is the theory, so that's when you have, speaking of Kavash Bovo, Yitzchak is the mice, that's when you go bring the Orch. That's what you have over here. Further down, going back to the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah we mentioned, that we got. The Gemara says that there's a machlekes when the world was created. Was created in Tishrei or created in Nisan? The Gemara says there's a machlekes of Shua and Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar holds that in Tishrei the world was created. And Rav Elazar also holds that the other Sekdashim were born in Tishrei. But Yitzchak was born in Nisan. Nisan was born. Even according to Rav Elazar. And Rav Shua also agrees to that. As the Gemara says over there. But Yitzchak belongs to Nisan. Why? What's that? So it's brought down, the Shlo, it's a Chavar, and others based on Arizal, tell us that the idea is Tishrei is the theory of the world. Kabbalah wants to create the world. Nisan is what Am Yisrael came to try. That's what it comes to mice. Full so to speak as a plan. I want the world to look. So you have people to worship me. I want to show my existence to the world. When does that come to mice? In Nisan. Tishrei is only a theory. So according to that, the Avos of Rav and Yaakov belong to the theory, to the Tishrei. But Yitzchak was Lamaise. He's born in Nisan. He's born in Lamaise. Because that's what Yitzchak represents. And with that, we'll go back now to the Malachim story. It's brought down in the Yerushalmi that Shemus HaMalachim Olu Yimoyim Yibav. The names of Malachim came from Babel. Before they went to Babel, before Avishol went to go to Babel, there was no names of Malachim. Once they came to Babel, those names of Malachim. Says the Pesach HaKoyim. Pesach HaKoyim has a sefer called Sichas Malachim Asharis. Speaks about things about Malachim. And the person who printed it out, somebody who found Chesavim, put it and printed it out, says there's missing a big piece in the sefer. But then there's another piece in the end, like an appendix that you need to add. And he speaks about this. Says the Pesach. What does it mean Shemus HaMalachim Olu Yimoyim Yibav? So he explains a sight that many speak about, that when Am Yisrael were in Bais Rishon, throughout Golus Babel, there was Gilui Shechina in our eyes. A sight Nisi, Nasa V'Sin, V'Sin Mikdash. Very clear. Then, when we come to Bais Sheni, it's already Nisra. Things, Akash Bo was not so apparent. That's what we know, that's the change of Purim. The Purim, things turned around. Purim, before Purim, the Nisi were gluing. As well as the Shachar, as the morning Yuma tells us, now the Nisi when he's stirring, that's hidden. It's hidden. Says the Tzaddik, the Malachim, when the world is an elevated world, by Swishin, you have Nisi, you have miracles, everything you see, you Shina. The Malachim, obviously, right, or Ishlichim, or Kushbochu, they represent the Kushbochu in the world. And because the whole world is a more spiritual world, the Malachim are more spiritual. Malachim are spiritual, they don't have a designated name. It could be one day doing this, one day doing that. One day doing this, one day doing that. As the Ma tells Yaakov Avinu, don't ask my name. One day I'm said to this, one day I'm said to that. But once they come from Babel, then what happens? Once they come from Babel, then it changes. Now the world goes a little down. You don't have Yerushalayim so much. So now when a Malach comes to this world, he has a very designated duty, assignment. Because this world is not so ruchni anymore. When you're more physical as a human being, he's very specific. He's specific to do a certain job. He's not like a ruchni, spiritual, that can go and change. He belongs to this, he belongs to this. You go to this world, you're more physical. You're more physical, you're specific to one thing. You're an engineer or you're a shoemaker, you're not both. This world, that's it, this world. So now, when it became the Bavel, then the Lochim has changed. Now, that's not anymore just a theoretical, spiritual thing. It's more lemaisit, more physical in this world. Now they have shamus. Now they have nips. That's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is in the first pack of Rosh Hashanah. The Medrash also brings this, that shamus halachim olim bodo. What does the Medrash bring this? So it's now, and it jumped with happiness. Avraham Avinu sees three people. Says the Medrash. Omar Chanino. Shemus Chadash Shalom Yibavel. Shalakish Omar Av Shemus Malachim. Michael Rifoel Gabriel. The Malachim that are sent to Avraham Avinu. That's the Shemus Olam Yibavel. And the Medrash goes on. One look at this, one look at this. Here we speak about the Malachim. The way they came from Bavel. What's the way they come from Bavel? That's when they're more physical, more in the order of Amaise. When Avraham Avinu is reading the Malachim, this is the point. This is the time where you have him over here, the more Maisedic world. Avraham Avinu is the more theoretical. I'm bringing Yitzchak into the world. I'm trying to show over here the more Lamaise world. So here the Malachim have names. Here the Malachim are designated shlichus. You can't do two shlichus, says Rashi. What you can't do, we say, they could. Of course, in theory, they could do when the world is the more elevated, but the more lemaisa, when I'm talking about in the world, the more lemaisa the world. Here the Malachim cannot do two shlichus. As we find when once we come to after Bavel. Now the Yitzchak is back Bavel, but Yitzchak Avinu clapped their own. When you compare it to Avraham, Avraham is a more ruchni, theoretical, and Yitzchak is the more lemaisa, physical. So when you talk about Yitzchak, now you have Malachim. Now you have Malachim are physical. Malachim come here, they act human beings. So it says, they have to act. They come to a place, they act that way. Because they come into this world, similar to what we find by like Bavel. That's what comes over here. The Malachim are physical. And that's what seems to be the reason why over here, the one who tells everyone in the story is the Malach. That's what do you need the Malach for? Because what was going to tell him? The Malach is the representation of Kosh Bochor, the more Olam HaMaisa. This is the Pasuk. Kei Yedvori Sheitzei Yepi Lo Yoshu Reka Dvori, we call Dibu Yusha Kosh Bochor Nivra Malach. So there is Kiyoch Kosh Bochor Mishalai. Then there's the Malach that comes to Maisa in this world. How it's implemented. A Malach represents a Shliach. Means it's already outset Kiyoch of a Kosh Bochor. In a sense, it's already more LaMaisa. It's more down here in the world. Here, when we talk about the Gil of Yitzchak Avinu, and in parentheses, Haficha of Zdoim, which is against Yitzchak Avinu, which we spoke about in the past, we talk about here. This is the time, the Gil, the revelation of more Lamaisa. Here we have Elohim talking to Avraham Avinu. Because who is with Avraham Avinu? When in Chodesh Tishrei, in the theoretical month, according to the Marshal. But now we're talking in the Chodesh Nisan that belongs to Yitzchak. I'm telling you about Yitzchak. Here we have the more lemaisa, we have the malach. The Valdik, to understand, face of this. So we come out, this is just explained, the parsha, the malachim. We understand now, we're talking about the topic of the parsha over here of Yitzchak Avinu, of Yitzchak Yitzchak Avinu is. Yitzchak Avinu is the one who is bringing out the Olam HaMaisa. That's why it's called Amud HaAvoda. He brings things the way things appear. By the way, when the called the mistake of Yitzchak, when he looks at Esau and he thinks Esau is a tzaddik, because Yitzchak is how things appear down here, the Maaseh. Esau looks good. He asks questions of Maaseh. In theory, when you go into his head and understand what he's thinking, he is manipulating the whole system. He has all the thoughts. But the way things appear in the world, that's what Yitzchak Avinu. That's where Yitzchak Avinu operates. Because, and the Maise, we are associated with Yitzchak Avinu. So at the end of the day, the one is going to save us from the Yitzchak Avinu with Yitzchak Avinu. Because what we are focused on, especially at the end of the days, is to do the Maise. Yeah, we want to have our lathe, and we want to have our heart. We have the Kavanis, and it's so important a person should do all the way to do that. But at the end of the day, where the buck stops is in the Maise. You have to achieve mitzvahs. You have to do in this world. Obviously, the more lathe you have, the better it is. Well, the Maise. What's the most, the test is how the Maise you brought the world. This world is Olam Maise. You have to bring the Kedusha, the Maise, and that's the Gilui of Yitzchak Avinu. Mr. Gomel, stop there.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.